the Rondra fishing boat and the crew hadn't been so brave, all the lives would have been lost.
The Wanderer was down in Kinsale. She'd gone down there chasing the herring, and she was intending to be there for the entire summer. She was fishing off the Old Head on the 7th of May, and she saw the torpedo hit the Lusitania, the ship start to list violently. She immediately pulled her nets and headed to give assistance. She was the first boat on scene. Nobody else got there for 2.5 hours. So they were left with this terrible situation of watching the ship go down, which happened in 18 minutes.
And because it was listing so violently, lifeboats being launched, I think, was virtually impossible.
It was virtually impossible. There were only a handful of lifeboats launched. They pulled 160 people from the water and took two lifeboats in tow at huge risk to themselves. I saw the contemporary log from Court McSharry Lifeboat Station, which said they rowed for 3.5 hours and found themselves floating in a sea of bodies. The loss of life was horrendous, and it must have been terrible for the master and crew to watch people drowning and be completely unable to help them, because there was a limit to how many people they could take aboard the Wanderer without sinking themselves.
So, as you mentioned, there's lots happening this coming Sunday, starting with an act of remembrance. And all being well, at noon, there is going to be quite an incredible event, weather permitting, fingers crossed.
Well, the service is going to go ahead. The bishop is going to give a service in the boathouse. It's going to be ecumenical. We have representatives of the Jewish community, the Muslim community, and the other Christian churches coming, because there were people of many faiths on the Lusitania. It seemed fitting that we should make this all-inclusive. The service is going to be brief. We're going to have national anthem, a couple of hymns, a couple of prayers, and then we're all going to leap onto boats. The lifeboat is going to lead us out. The plan is to just go round to the back of the castle, where we're going to put 10,000 poppies into the sea, biodegradable ones into the sea, in an act of remembrance and commemoration. We'll have a lone piper at the end of the breakwater to play us out. I'm really hoping that the weather is good and the people of Peel will come down to the breakwater.
Yes, because you'd like people to sort of line the breakwater.
I would love people to line the breakwater and be part of this act of commemoration. And they deserve it. It's 100 years, and I am thrilled that the Chief Minister, the Governor and the President of Tynwald are all going to come down and be part of this. And I hope the people of Peel and the wider island will as well.
And you're hoping for boats to be part of the flotilla. Again, everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome. I have no idea how many boats I'm going to get. I'm hoping that as many of the craft from Peel Marina will come as possible. I am hoping that the fishermen will want to take part, because it was one of their fraternity that did this incredible rescue. And if boats want to come and join us from any other harbour on the island or the wider Irish Sea, they're very welcome.
Well, visually, this could be absolutely incredible. So that's
I hope so.
Absolutely. This act of remembrance starting 12 noon. And then on from there into the afternoon, there's going to be a lecture at the Centenary Centre, 3:30.
That's right. Tony Pass, who's an expert on the Lusitania and the chairman of Manx National Heritage, is going to give a lecture with slides in the Centenary Centre. The tickets for that are free, are available from the Town Hall.
So that's the Centenary Centre, 3:30. And then on from that, on Sunday evening, there's going to be another event.
I've always thought from the very beginning of planning this event that it should be a commemoration of the dead and a celebration of the living. And so we decided that we were going to have a party, and we are going to have a very Manx party. We're pitching tents at the old swimming pool site at the end of Marine Parade. We are going to have pie and mash, and we're going to have ice cream, and we're going to have music. I hope it's going to be very relaxed, very casual, and I hope it's going to be a really good party to round off what will, I hope, be a wonderful day of commemoration and celebration.